Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem is warming up nicely. In Haifa, a cool breeze complements the sunny weather. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF is countering the Hezbollah threat in southern Lebanon by deploying creative measures, as reported by Ynet earlier today. Also, Israel recently intercepted a flotilla headed for Gaza, labeling the mission a publicity stunt, according to I-24 News in the past hour. Also this hour, the Israeli Foreign Ministry showcased a video depicting soldiers seizing condoms and drugs from the Gaza aid flotilla, as covered by Israel Hayom just minutes ago. Separately, Axios reports that Donald Trump advised Benjamin Netanyahu to carry out only surgical strikes in Lebanon to avoid collateral damage earlier today. And finally, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has ignited public outrage amid growing tensions with the Christian community, as reported by JTA from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, noted minutes ago that the Gaza flotilla's lead elements have reached western Crete despite overnight claims of harassment by naval vessels. I-24News_EN highlighted that Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs released a video showing illicit items found on the flotilla, posting earlier today. Danny Dannon, a former Israeli diplomat, praised the IDF for stopping what he described as a provocative flotilla earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's efforts in southern Lebanon, Ynet detailed how soldiers are improvising with protective nets and using cover of darkness against Hezbollah's explosive drones. This proactive approach aims to mitigate threats from across the border, ensuring safety for both military and civilian areas. Turning to the intercepted flotilla, labeled a publicity stunt by I-24 News. The flotilla, bound for Gaza, faced accusations of carrying non-humanitarian supplies. This highlights ongoing tensions and Israel's commitment to security measures in the region. Meanwhile, Axios reported Donald Trump's advice to Netanyahu. Trump emphasized precision in military operations against Lebanon, warning against actions that could harm Israel's international image. This underscores the delicate balance Israel must maintain during heightened conflicts. Regarding the attack on a nun in Jerusalem, JTA highlighted growing concerns over anti-Christian sentiments. Hebrew University condemned the incident, framing it as part of a disturbing trend against the Christian community. This raises questions about religious coexistence in the city. On the economic front. First, Israel has approved its first shekel-backed stablecoin for trial, as reported by Ynet Business. This move sees Bits of Gold launching the coin under strict regulations, marking a significant step in Israel's digital currency landscape. Separately, Walla Business revealed a surge in demand for jobs unaffected by AI, particularly outside the high-tech sector. This reflects shifting job market dynamics as more workers seek stability amid technological advancements. And finally, Globes reported that banks are seeking to declare Nochi Dankner bankrupt after a collapsed debt settlement. This development highlights ongoing financial challenges for the former IDB group leader. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.